February 19, 1978. February 19, 1983.
The year is 1983, 2,000 tomorrows from now. The world you live in is dramatically different. Now, exposure to unprocessed air for more than 30 minutes has been declared hazardous to your health by the Surgeon General. Vehicles run noiselessly on tracks within tubes. The driver simply selects his terminal destination and then relaxes or works during the trip. Major traffic arteries automatically link vehicles with a common destination. They are pulled by a single high-efficiency motor car to conserve energy. Bell Centrex picture phone systems are now in wide use in residential areas. Litigation still delays their installation at pay telephones due to the first arrest for indecent exposure by long distance. An aggressive Congress has succeeded in declaring American Telephone and Telegraph a corporate monopoly. The 17 new companies created by the breakup are responsible for information calls being dropped to a reasonable 50 cents each. Medical science announces the last known case of cancer was eradicated in Mombasa, Kenya in December 1982. The medium known as radio has survived, but it bears little resemblance to the archaic technology of the 70s. Tape has become obsolete as a means of recording and playing sound. Now, a mini computer's digital memory stores up to 2 continuous hours of music per punch card. The frequency range of radio stations has been expanded to 25 hertz through 20 kilohertz. Because of the cable, all signals are equal in strength and quality. Instantaneous feedback is now universally used to determine ratings. Every station is equipped with electronic readouts showing the exact number of receivers tuned to their channel at any given moment. The Arbitron book for Los Angeles is now 700 pages long. We take you now to a radio station in 1983.
New to you on K9 Kid Power Radio, that's the big one. C-Spot Dick Jane from the supergroup Minneapolis St. Paul. You got the squirrely thing to do, Billy Squirrel, with the satellite sounds for listeners 9 and under. K9 Kitty Radio.
K9 Kitty Radio.
At last, an erotic movie for 9-year-olds and under. Tiny Throat. See what happens when an innocent game of doctor gets out of hand.
Tiny Throat. It'll make your tinker toy.
Complete news next on K9 Kid Power Radio. Give us 15 seconds of your time and we'll give you the world.
Watch for the mobile abortion clinic in your neighborhood. Open this week from midnight to 4 a.m. in the alley behind the Dixie Motel.
Here's the news. A wink is a wink for all you people who don't want to think.
This is Barbara Walters with the news. Washington, 2 people. Newark, a windmill and an armadillo. Details of these stories when I return.
The news is brought to you by Pennywise Pound Foolish, the leading financial magazine aimed at that group with the greatest purchasing power, 9 and under. That's you. Insist that your mommy or daddy read you this week's issue tonight.
Barbara Walters again with the news. The infamous Carter tapes are in the news again today as newly elected U.S. President Idi Amin announced the entire Carter tape library would be released to the American public on his own Fat Black Cat label. Mamie Eisenhower revealed today she had recently undergone a sex change operation. Gordon McClendon today announced plans to sell NBC, saying, "This is absolutely the last of my networks I plan to sell." In Washington today, 2 people, and in Newark, a windmill and an armadillo. And finally, in this hour's news, the radioactive cloud is over Little Rock moving toward New Orleans.
K9 News.
It's nothing intellectual.
K9 News.
If you're intellectual.
Somewhere roaming this great city of ours is Sork, the rabid dog. Taped to the belly of that dog is a new crisp $1,000 bill from K9 Radio. Yes, it's another K9 Kid Power Contest. The rules are simple. $1,000 to you if you grab the right rabid dog.
Hey, here's the big one. This week's fastest rising record on the old top 9. It's the Brass Balls and Gerber's Strain Beef Blues.
Hey, Bernie, is this the next spot tape or live?
You got live copy.
Hey, if it ain't the foxy secretary lady, number one with a laser beam in my book. Hey, what's happening, honey?
The program director wants to see you in his office, Billy.
The PD wants to see me?
Uh-huh.
Well, did he say what it was about? Probably just a little talk. Sure, what else could it be? You haven't seen anybody new hanging out around her, have you?
No.
How are the daily overnight Arbitrons? You know, I was kind of sick for half an hour yesterday, and
I haven't seen them.
Oh, I've got it. They're going automated, right? Aren't they? You can tell me.
I don't think so. Although, we did get a new coffee machine.
Oh. By any chance, have you seen any audition tapes coming in lately?
No.
Oh, did you see that blind box ad in R&R and Broadcasting? You know, for a kiddie-oriented station? See?
I never read it. I have Billy Squirrel, Mr. Robin.
Come in, Billy.
Hey, Biff, great sweater.
Thanks, Billy. Say, I'm dropping the brass balls from the Big Nine playlist, and when you played it just now, we lost 7/7ths of a share on the Media Pulse Instant Feedback Board. I mean, there it is in Day-Glow Orange,
but,
right?
But, Biff, they're headlining my disco video hop this Saturday.
Take them off.
You bet, Biff. Hey, great shoes.
Thanks, Billy. That's all.
Oh, thank you, Biff. Oh, and, hey, that's a great idea to take them off.
I gotta listen to some of these audition tapes.
Here are the overnight ARBs. And that record promo man is still holding on line 3.
Tell him I'm in a meeting.
I already told him that.
Well, tell him the meeting is lasting longer than I anticipated. Let's see now. Uh-oh. That's bad.
Oh, but that's good.
Oh, no, they won't like that.
Oh, but they'll like that. Christ. Half a point among women who prefer Hustler to Playboy? Ah, but we're up a quarter point among men with vasectomies.
The station manager would like to see you in his office, Biff.
Did he say what for? We aren't going automated, are we? I mean, they got that new coffee machine.
You haven't seen any strangers around the station in the past few days, have you? You know, never mind.
I have the program director.
Yeah, come in, Biff. That'll be all, Mildred.
Say, that sure is a great time, Mr. Cartwright.
Thanks. Have you seen the ARBs, Biff?
Yeah. Hey, my vasectomy campaign really paid dividends.
But what about those other 139 categories, Biff?
Oh, well, we were off the air one night from 2 to 4 a.m. That really hurt us. And, hey, we were only half power all Sunday morning. Hell, if we'd only hired that consulting engineer.
Hey, Biff, you know I'm on your side. But I got to answer to the old man with these figures.
Oh, but if I could have just run that $100,000 ripoff.
Hey, I'm in your corner all the way. You know that. But here's the demographic picture, and there's the old man.
And I wanted that new jingle package.
I don't know, Biff. Much as I love you, and I do. Like a brother, you know I do. Still, as that old Zen story says, change is inevitable.
Hey, I was just thinking of that old story earlier today, and I couldn't agree more. Say, did you get a chance, by the way, to read my memo about changing format?
No, Biff. I guess I overlooked that. What did it say?
Well, I call it punk country.
Punk country. I like it.
Then you'll pitch it to the old man?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. But I'll back you up all the way while you pitch it to him. Come with me. Say, Biff, you haven't noticed any strangers around the station lately, have you? Executive types or...
It's open. Come in. Sit down. Sir, you two wise guys, you make any money for me today with your canine woof-woof kid radio? Huh? Little bastards. What do you want now?
Well, Biff here felt a format change might boost the old ratings a bit, you know? Kind of brighten things up.
All right, go ahead. Knock me out.
Well, I call it punk country.
What? Punk country? What the hell's punk country?
Well, here, I'll just play this record and give you an idea.
Don't put that on. I don't want to hear music. It makes me crazy. Give me the lyric sheet. I'll read about your punk country. Let's see here. I want to whip your cow. I want to whip your cow. Show me how. I want to hear her moo. So do you. What the hell is this punk country? The stockholders will be all over me. You haven't seen any strangers around, have you? Never mind. I used to have a nice, simple little operation here. 15 minutes of the U.S. Army Corps, 15 minutes of the men in blue, and Garner Ted always paid his bill on time. Now look at me. I got a sister station called K-Gay. I'm programming for 9-year-old kiddie people, and you wanna whip my cow? Get out! Go get back! Get back to where you once belonged!
Welcome back. The big S is here to see you.
Tell him he'll have to make an appointment.
He has an appointment.
That's impossible. I make it a policy never to grant them.
You made it when he got you those 200 tickets to the Bob Dylan Charo wedding.
All right. Send him in, but all he's got are has-beens.
Hey, baby! Look who's here! It's the big S!
Hey, S! I'm kind of busy, so what do you got?
Oh, you love this. A new Elton John?
Oh, not another comeback try. The man's old, fat, and bald. Why doesn't he give it up? What else?
I got the new Beatles.
No, they should have never got back together. Lost $27 million on that reunion concert. I'm sorry, Big S. They just don't fit my format. You know how that is.
What exactly is your format now?
Well, it ain't this.
I got one last one here. A new group. Call themselves the Stiffs. Play something they call punk country.
Punk country? Now, this is strictly confidential, S. I may go punk country. Not a word now.
Hey, man, you know you can trust me.
Biff Robin here.
Oh, hi, Biff. This is Jeff Cohen over at K-Goy. Hey, you're going punk country.
Oh, no truth to it at all.
You going to the R&R convention next week?
Yeah, but I'd hardly call it going. Just a short stroll down the hall to the televideo room, turn on channel 202 and plug yourself in. Sure not like the old days when we used to really go there. You go to a strange city, you meet all the guys, you have a few drinks, you talk business, compare stories, get laid. Those were the days. Say, you remember the 1980 convention? They had that great symposium with Patti Page, Connie Francis, and Helen Reddy.
Oh, you bet. I won the award that year for the best use of tie stick in album promotion. How could I forget? You remember that 1977 convention in Dallas?
Oh. Hey, you mean when that guy tried to get all the record people and the radio people together by having a square dance?
Oh, what a great convention.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that guy had something. Maybe we should have square danced together.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. Here we are 6 years later going through the same stuff with each other. You dancing your dance, me dancing mine.
Huh?
You know, all the hype, the insincerity, the bullshit.
You want to change that? You want to change the whole radio and record business?
Well, now, how about the Stiffs? Are you going to be the one to break punk country or not?
Well, I don't know. It's not really in my flow, you know? Why don't you bring them back when you get KJR and KHJ?
Right, here comes the old man, and he's got something to say, and here it comes. I'm changing the format, I'm going punk country, and I don't want no arguments about it, you hear me? Now, get that baby bullshit off the air and let's boogie, partner!
And now, K9 Kid Power Radio leaves the air forever. This is Billy Squirrel tucking you in. Nighty night.
Punk country.
Hey, you freeloading fathers and redneck mothers. Now, there's a sound mean enough for you. Truckers, convicts, and sandhogs. The dirtier you are, the better you like us. So you juvenile delinquents rip off someone's radio, lay back in a heap with a hot beer, crowbar on me. I'm Billy Goat and I'm a country punk.
of ours tonight roams Zork, the canine greased pig. Stuffed in the orifice of that pig's body is a not-so-clean, not-so-crisp $1,000 bill from Canine Up Yours Radio. The rules are simple. $1,000 to you if you grab the right greased pig.
This hour's news is brought to you by Shit Kicker Boots, the boots with the pointed toes for kicking shit in corners.
How's it coming, Delmas?
Well, pretty good, Leon. Say, did you hear about that guy over at the state prison that tried to eat his way out of jail? He was swallowing all the dirt, you know, so there wouldn't be no evidence. Got too fat for the tunnel.
Well, here's an amusing item. Guy tried to skin his wife.
Hey, how'd that chicken basketball game turn out last night, Leon?
I don't know. I left after 17 overtimes with the score still tied, nothing to nothing, and 329 chickens dead.
Well, here's a farm report. This farmer walked into a drugstore in Atoka, said, "Give me a jar of mustard." The druggist told him he wanted the grocery store across the street. That's the farm report.
Looks like it might rain.
That's the news, and it's our views. If you don't agree, go get screwed.
This is former naval officer, former farmer, former president Jimmy Carter. Tired of not being able to talk when you damn well want to? Be a road hog. Your friends won't need their ears on when you talk to them on your new Road Hog 50,000 watt clear channel CB unit. Talk to all your buddies on Alaskan Pipeline. Ask for the Ethel Merman autograph model.
Billy Goat. Country punk.
All right, put your boots on. It's gonna get deep. Here's the Stiffs.
Kicking in the bread pan, picking up dough. Dance with a guy whose ratings are low. RCA, MCA, promenade for the KHJ.
Country KHJ.
Give that nice BD a squeeze. Forget about those ARBs. Pounding around in a do-si-do. The Osho PD. Say hello to Chicago. Program director, circle left. Promo men, circle right. Skip right up and meet in the center. Kiss and hug, a real tight. Yeah.
Tomorrow Radio, produced by TM Productions, Dallas. Copyright 1977. So, what of tomorrow? Technology is off and running in quantum leaps. Radio may be linked by a mere thread to the customs of today. Two things are certain. It will still need listeners, and it will still have programming and marketing problems. On Side 2, we invite you to hear how TM is developing tomorrow's creative solutions right now.